Kilaim chapter admission 6, Shor Bar, a wild ox, min behema, is a kind of domesticated animal, and therefore it does not constitute Kilaim with other domesticated animals, with other domesticated kind of ox, that would be okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi disagrees, he says min chaya, no, it's considered like a wild, an undomesticated animal, and therefore would constitute Kilaim with a domesticated ox. But he brings over here that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi in this case. Kelev, a dog, min chaya, according to the first opinion, it's considered a wild animal. And Rabbi Meir Omer min behemah, it's considered a domesticated animal. And why would this, one case where this would make a difference, is a person says, I'm selling to you all my domesticated animals. So does that in contract law, does that include his dogs or not? And that's a dispute between the first opinion and Rabbi Meir. Chazir, a pig, min behema. So that is considered a domesticated kind of animal. Arud, a wild donkey, min chaya. That is considered a chaya, an undomesticated, a wild kind of animal. Apil v'akoif, a elephant and an ape, so min chaya. Those are considered undomesticated animals, right? Because even in like India where they train elephants, okay, so you wouldn't consider it a domesticated animal, even if it's a trained elephant. The Adam and a person, interesting, mutter in kulam limshach v'lacharosh ulahanhig, that a person can draw, plow, or drive with any of them, meaning if you're like ox is pulling a plow, you can also, you know, grab hold of the ox and pull and help it along. There's no prohibition for a person to be like involved in pulling, etc. That's not the Torah prohibition, it was only with different kinds of animals, but not with a person.